This is JIS News. Coming up, over 6,000 residents in rural St. Catherine get access to potable water. Sporting fraternity urged to position Western Jamaica as international sporting destination and tourism minister to attend leading travel trade show in Berlin. The details after this message.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Now the news. Over 6,000 residents in Ewerton, Mount Rossa, and surrounding communities in St. Catherine now have a reliable supply of potable water. This was made possible through the development of a $460 million system by the National Water Commission, NWC. Speaking at the recent commissioning of the system, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill said while the terrain of the communities made the project a complex undertaking, it was done on time and within budget. Minister Pickersgill is urging the residents to protect the water system.
I encourage all the residents of Ewerton, Mount Rossa and surrounding areas to ensure that they are legally connected to the network. I also urge you to protect your improved water supply infrastructure and once again pay your water supply bill so that the system can be maintained.
To make it easier for additional customers to be connected to the new system, the NWC has, for a limited time, cut the metering costs almost in half and has set up an office in the town of Ewerton to carry out the registration and connection process. Meanwhile, thousands of residents across St. Catherine and other sections of the island will soon benefit from improved water supply. The Rural Water Supply Limited is currently managing projects totaling $82.4 million, which will benefit 30,000 St. Catherine residents. The projects entail rehabilitation of pipeline and catchment tank, rainwater harvesting and guttering and pipeline extensions in communities including Above Rocks, Mount Industry, Top Hill, Seafield, Mount Moreland, Cedar Valley, Bamboo Ridge, John Groin and Windsor Heights, among others.
My ministry and its agencies are determined and continue to work hard to increase the availability of potable water for all Jamaicans, improve the quality of life for all the citizens of this country, and in the process, achieve the goal of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Water Minister Robert Pickersgill. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is urging members of the sporting fraternity in Western Jamaica to help position that section of the island as an international sporting destination. Minister Nita Headley says Western Jamaica stands to reap even greater financial gain from tourism if world-class sporting venues and infrastructure are established and marketed globally alongside the major international resort chains located in the area.
Westmoreland, like Hanover and St. James, has the great advantage of being in the tourism belt. This offers the opportunity for you to develop not just as a sport, but also as a potential big money earner in sport tourism. With the right investment from the private sector, the development of infrastructure for the sport, and full government support, there is no limit as to how far Westmoreland can go.
Mrs. Nita Headley adds that the government is playing its part in boosting the sporting infrastructure in Western Jamaica, having allocated $10 million each to the Petersfield and Grange Hill High Schools for the development of their sports facilities. The minister was speaking at the 2014-2015 awards presentation of the Westmoreland Football Association Sunday. And Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill is to participate in the world's leading international travel trade show, ITB Berlin, being held in Germany from Wednesday, March 4 to Sunday, March 8. ITB Berlin, considered the largest travel trade show in the world, is a key platform for tourism industry partners to network, negotiate, and do business. The Jamaica Tourist Board will be mounting an interactive booth at ITB Berlin along with 17 co-exhibitors to showcase the island's flagship resorts and attractions to buyers from Germany and throughout Europe. More than 10,000 exhibitors from 190 countries and regions will be presenting their innovative products and services to the over 110,000 trade visitors expected to attend the five-day event. Minister McNeill is accompanied by Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook. They will return to the island Friday, March 6. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.